Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Dave Anderson. LearnToLead.com is his book, is his website, I should say. His new book is called Unstoppable. Also, it's not rocket science. Don't make waves or you'll drown. I think that's one of my favorites. He's our good friend Dave. Thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know about being a coach instead of a critic?
You know,
one of the things that I have tried to get across over and over again, I don't, at the risk of repeating myself, I think is important, and that is that when we talk to people who we've given authority to, we've given people the authority to do things, that means they're going to take initiative, hopefully if they're the right people, we've got the right people. And sometimes they'll fail. Sometimes they'll mess up. And in order for them to be able to feel that they can do that and do it for the right reasons on our behalf, on all of our behalves, they've got to believe that if something bad happens, we're not going to be mad, we're not going to criticize them, we're not going to fire them. We're going to say, what did we learn? Isn't that part of coaching, to learn how to say, what have we learned?
You can't have a culture where failure is fatal. I mean, if everything's a matter of life and death, your people are going to be dead a lot. You know, there's got to be learning and adjusting and taking another shot. And here's another thing, and in the few minutes that we have left too, Jim, is if you're going to be doing your job and doing the coaching, you got to determine, is the person coachable? And that's not always a given. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think there's any greater way. Because you need a return on your time. You need a return on your investment, right? You just, and so some people, when you go to give them the feedback, they're more interested in being right than they are in getting better. And so their first inclination is to argue with you, and that's not a good sign, all right? They're not even considering, and makes it very unlikely they're going to change anything. Or some people will agree with you. Yep, Jim, you're right, you're right, you're right. Then they don't change any behaviors as a result of it. They just get you off the meeting. Yes, so to me, the truest sign of coachability is, do they change behaviors as a result of the feedback, of the coaching? If they do, then you can really work with that person. Okay, even if they don't
model your ideas, they contribute enough with the right kind of engagement that even if they're not exactly right, it's redeeming of them. It's the right approach to things, because you don't always have the right answers either.
That's true. You want to see them at least consider it. You want to see them at least have a dialogue over it. And in the times when you know you are right, when they're not following the process, when they're not living the values, you know, when there's no gray area, really looking especially at those areas and seeing, are they changing behaviors? Because, you know, you can't change them. They can change how they think. They can change how they choose. They can change how they behave. But you can't do it for them. And so you're going to get really frustrated with that person having the 101st conversation, thinking it's going to change something the 100 before didn't. If they're not coachable, you're wasting two people's times in that situation.
When you talk to people about this, what are they telling you about the younger generation's coachability, the millennials' coachability? What are they saying?
They want to be involved in their own solutions. Okay, so they don't want to be dictated to. That people support what they help create. And so they are, the generalization is maybe a little more thin-skinned, a little more, you know, I know more than you type of thing. Not always the case. It's always dangerous to generalize, but there are some that are valid.
But the majority of them don't like it when you lower your eyebrows at them.
They don't, and they look at it as criticism. See, this is where we have to be sure we're not just stopping at expressing displeasure, and now their whole world crumbles around them. but we are showing them a better way and involving them in that solution. And what do you think would have made it better? What do you think you should do next time or try next time? Or what would you do differently?
But it's, at some point in time, they have to realize that I want your feedback. I want you to be engaged. I want you to be involved. But this is not a democracy. One person has to make a decision, and then we have to move on with that. Hey, Dave, I need to give us the website one more time.
Yes, it's learntolead.com.
They can find out more about all your books and how you help keep people with your speaking and training, right?
We got something there called the Insider Club that's free to join that has videos and hundreds of articles and all kind of cool stuff to help people.
The Insider Club. Go there, folks. Learntolead.com. Go to the Insider Club. Thank you for that, Dave. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend. Always good to spend time with you.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.